Welcome back to another episode of the Become Limitless podcast. This week's episode, we're going to talk about me being no longer vegetarian. We're going to go over a lot of different aspects of that, why that happened, how long ago that happened, going forward, what my diet looks like, and then obviously justifying some of the reasons why, some of the reasons I was talking to different people about, and why this occurred. And, you know, I didn't feel bad being vegetarian. That's the crazy part. Like, I didn't feel bad doing it. And then I started eating meat again, and we'll get into this topic, but just feeling better, and something that you just didn't realize that you're missing. Some things you just don't realize you're missing. And this is with everything in your life. And I just wanted to start this episode off with this. Just because you feel good doing what you're doing doesn't mean necessarily that it's the best for you. You could possibly be doing better if you just experiment and do different things, because you might not know that you're not doing the best you can be. So, without further ado, let's get straight into this. So, I haven't been vegetarian for probably over a year now, maybe even longer, because obviously the hiatus. I haven't been podcasting for a while, so. But yeah, I haven't been vegetarian for a while. I decided to start eating meat again. That involved chicken, bacon, meat, beef, lamb, you name it. I've just started eating it again, and I slowly introduced it back in, so it wasn't like I just went crazy and just started eating all the meat I could possibly find. That'd be pretty crazy. So I got used to eating again. So I probably, I think I started with like once a week. I went out one night and I ordered a steak, and I ate a steak, and then slowly increased the frequency in which I ate the meat, or ate meat throughout the week. So it was really good to get back into it. Why did I stop eating vegetarian? Why did I go to eating meat again? My health wasn't getting any better, so I did the vegetarian side of things to see if I could start to alleviate some of the skin problems I have, asthma I have, you know, just overall general health. You know, you wanted to make myself a better person. That's what I do all this stuff for, and it's probably because, you know, I have kids now and I want to be the best I can be and show them the best way to live. And I wasn't seeing any benefit, I wasn't seeing any change in that. And I do want to say, when I was vegetarian, I didn't cut out any of the sugars, I didn't cut out any of the really processed foods, all those type of things. I didn't go vegetarian in that regard, which you can do, because vegetarian allows you to do that, as long as it's not animal based, or sorry, meat based, you're not eating meats. And that's the case. So I was a vegetarian that ate like cheeses, dairy, eggs. I just didn't eat meats, the actual animal meats themselves. That's the type of vegetarian I was. I wasn't vegan. I don't think I could ever go vegan. So, and then having to think about what I had to eat all the time was another reason why I didn't want to do it anymore. Having to worry about making sure you got all the proteins, got all the nutrients, all the things that you need to eat, get into your system while you're eating, was quite difficult to do. And you had to keep really thinking about it over and over and over again. So it got really hard as well, especially with the family eating the way they were eating, and they were eating meat and stuff like that. So it made it really hard for me to eat that way. So I also lost a lot of motivation, a lot of drive, as me leaving the podcast, stopping that for a while. I stopped exercising. I really just dropped off the bandwagon. I really stopped feeling my best, my 100%. And I just felt like it was just, I naturally evolved that way. I naturally went that way. I naturally moved towards that kind of lifestyle, the easier lifestyle. And I found out that it really, yeah, it was quite, how to describe it, like you slowly lose all that drive, the vitality in your life, the drive to just keep pumping along, to keep powering along. And I wanted to be a bit sharper, because I felt like I did lose that sharpness in what I did and how strong I was and how quick I was, like mentally, physically. So I did lose that mental sharpness, and that for me, that ability to respond quickly. And that might have had something to do with me failing my seniors, and then just completely getting off the bandwagon when it comes to my meditations in the morning, all those kind of things, like really the morning routine and everything like that. So when you're doing it, I didn't notice the change. I didn't notice that that was what was happening. And as I said in the start of the episode, just because you feel like you're comfortable, you feel like you're doing the right things, you feel like you're the best you can be, doesn't necessarily mean you are. Maybe you should be doing more. Maybe you should be doing something different and try and find and feel and really be aware of your body and how it's happening and listen to the people around you. Okay. Another thing that dropped off was my libido. I didn't even realize I lost my libido. I'm pretty active that kind of way, active sexually. Asked my wife. And then it just dropped off. When I started being a vegetarian, it started to slowly drop off. I didn't feel as good. I didn't feel like that was happening as much. And I didn't notice this. I wasn't very self-aware of that kind of thing changing. But then talking to my wife, my lovely wife, she pointed it out that, you don't want to do it as much. You know, all these different things that came in. And so I went, oh, geez. And all these things started to play on my mind. Like, what's going on? Am I really doing what I want to do in my life? Am I really where I want to be in my life? Am I showing the best I can be for my kids to see? What am I doing here? Is that what I want to do? Is this how I want to be? And I really had to step back and think about what I wanted to do and how I did it. So, and that vitality drop, it's obviously not something that happens overnight when you're doing vegetarian. And for me, again, I want to iterate, this is just for me. This is my personal experience with being vegetarian. It might be different for everybody. And again, if you did a vegetarian diet where you dropped off a lot of the processed foods and started eating a lot more whole foods, not saying that didn't eat a lot of whole foods, but if you just really strictly went that way, it would probably be beneficial to you. And you probably would find a change in your health or your weight or anything like that. That's obviously not the way I went to start with, or way I went at the end, sorry. I did start that way, but it was just so very hard to try and get enough calories into me, try and feel good, like to keep myself going. And so after a lot of self-assessment, a lot of thinking about what I want to do, I said, you know what, I'm going to start eating meat again. Again, as I did, I just brought it in gently, gradually. But even just that little bit that I was eating, it made it so much easier. I knew I was getting the nutrients I needed. I knew I was getting the proteins I needed. I knew I was getting, my body was getting what it needed from those different meats and those different micronutrients from all those. So it was really important to me that I realized, hang on a second, and being very self-aware that, geez, I feel way better. I feel really good. I feel my vitality went straight up. And you do notice it straight up, especially after being a vegetarian for approximately, I think it was around a year, just over a year I tried it for. So it wasn't like I did it for 2-3 weeks. So I gave it a good crack. So, and then having that change be so immediate and so drastic, so strong, was really, really impressive. And it was never going to be a permanent thing being a vegetarian. Like, it was always an experiment. I was always experimenting on myself to see what the best way to eat is. And it's really just to see what I can implement for the kids and see what they will, you know, thrive on to make them grow up and grow and develop in the best way they possibly can. So I decided that, no, I don't think vegetarianism is the best way for my kids and myself. So I started to then look at other diets where they can go through. So, and that'll be another episode solely based on the diets that I've been trying and the diets that I find that work really good for me in the last, obviously, year that I've been at a podcasting. Almost 2 years I've been at a podcasting. So going forward, I've been looking at animal-based products, animal-based diets. The carnivore diets now become very popular in a lot of circles. So, yes, I have tried the carnivore diet. I'm more of an animal-based now. But I will do a dedicated episode on the carnivore diet and the animal-based diets, just to give you a really good understanding of what it means, how hard it is to do. Do we need to be looking at micronutrients? What type of micronutrients do we look at? Am I getting everything just eating meat? All those different aspects that we need to be talking about when it comes to those diets and making sure that we live our best versions of ourselves. So, do I recommend being vegetarian? I recommend trying anything. You should give it a crack and really give it a good crack and do it correctly and do it properly. And that'll allow you to really have a go at changing yourself and being very aware of yourself and creating that awareness on yourself. So I'm a big fan of being aware of, which how your body changes, how you change, how your mood changes, all those different things that make up who you are, make up your personality. And we really need to be looking at how those things get affected by the way you eat. And I think the way you eat does have a massive effect on all those different parts and aspects of your life. And if you can find the right thing, the diet, whatever it is, whatever way to eat, whatever food it is that makes you feel the best, and truly, not just because you want to feel the best eating that certain food, really important that you're really self-aware and really unbiased towards any foods, that you feel that way, that you move towards that you find those foods so that you can be limitless, become limitless, be the best you can be. So it was a good experience, and I don't think that it was a bad thing to do, being vegetarian, for a whole year. It allowed me to understand that that's just not the way my body functions. It's not the best way for me to do what I do, to get the best out of my body, for my brain, for my muscles, for my whole physique. It's just not the best thing for me. So it was really important to go through that, to understand that that's not what I want to do. You learn hard lessons doing those kind of things, but that's what life's about, doing those hard things, doing the things and learning hard lessons and learning maybe how slowly you can change, how slow I can change, how slowly it took me to work out how long and how bad and how what I lost going a certain way. And are you really aware of how you are and what you're doing? Do you just create excuses? Because I do. Jesus, I created some serious excuses about why I was that way. And it wasn't because I was vegetarian. It was like, it's just how I am. I want to spend more time with the kids. I want to be lazier in the kids. And it's like, hang a second. Am I showing them the best person I can be? Are they seeing that? Can I do more? Can I, like, it did make it pretty clear that I didn't want to be vegetarian anymore. It was when I really went over the things and started writing this episode, especially too. It showed, holy dooly, why did it take me so long to recognize these things? Why did it take me so long to become aware of how I've changed and who I was? And it's that whole slowly boiling a frog in water. You don't realize it's happening until it's too late. And then you're already done. You're cooked. So everything in your life, you need to be really, really super self-aware of. Are you actually happy with where you are and what you want to be doing? That was a big takeaway from doing this. So again, things I'm looking for and what I want to do going forward diet wise is try to improve my skin and try to improve my asthma, so health related things, make sure my vitality is up. I feel the strongest I can be, so I want to be working on, like, looking at my muscle density. I want to be looking at just overall strength. And other little aspects like that, like what my performance physically in exercise, a really big one. Mental performance, so is that going to go away? Is it coming back? What do I want to do with these diets, and how's it going to change that? So going forward, I think I'm going to implement something else I stopped doing: journaling. Really talk about the food and how you're feeling and what you're doing, exactly what you're feeling like. Look at those look at the vitality in your system. Even get muscle scans, get those body scans to see your muscle density, your water density, your fat density, get muscle and your bone density, and really, really do it as a scientific experiment. What did I do? I started doing this diet, I exercise this way, and I eat this way, these certain foods, on a vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, animal-based, omnivore-based diet, just a standard diet, the standard American diet, standard Australian diet, a lot of processed foods. Talk about it and be very truthful to yourself. That's the word. I got stuck for a second. Be truthful to yourself about exactly what it is and what's going on and how you can change. Okay, I changed this. What did I do? I did this. What did that do? And journal about it so you can look back and read and see and be more self-aware too. And reflect, self-reflection. Review your day, review your week, review your month, review your year. And how you're actually going, and how you want to be, and how you feel. And it'll make a massive difference. You'll be able to really push yourself to do the best you can. So, concluding this episode, all diets can be good, all diets can be bad. Vegetarian diet might work for you, it doesn't work for me. different ways of approaching vegetarian diets? Can you cut out the processed foods? Don't cut out the processed foods. That's a whole nother topic, hey? Like getting rid of processed foods and eating as whole food, as much whole food as possible. Fruits, nuts, all those kind of things on a vegetarian diet. It's really important to be eating and incorporating them as best as possible. How hard is a diet to do? How hard are you having to work and having to think about and having to research on what you're eating is being enough? What does your body feel like? There's so many different aspects that you got to be thinking about when it comes to your diet, because it will impact so many different parts of your life. All aspects of your life is what you're eating, okay? Because what you eat is what you are. You literally transform that food into you. You transform it into you. So it goes in your stomach, you then break it down, and it gets broken down further and further and further and further until it becomes part of your cells. So what you eat is what you are. So it's really important that you cut out a lot of the rubbish out there, a lot of crap, I'm just going to say it, a lot of rubbish out there. You don't want to eat the rubbish food, okay? Cut out that processed foods. We want to be eating whole foods that are easily digestible for us. Intention. Intention about food too is really important as well. How do you eat and what do you think about your food? Do you know when I'm eating a donut that it's bad for me? That intention is actually bad as well. There's a lot of different studies. Again, this comes back to the placebo effect, about how you think is how it is normally in reality. The more you can justify in your head, how you, in your beliefs around food, will dictate and shape how you act, how you respond to different foods. So I cut out lots of things. Like I don't drink coffee. I don't have any soft drinks. I really don't believe soft drinks any good. Like that's literal sugar water. It's just drinking down. No good for your teeth. Nothing like that. And what else can you do? There's lots of different things you can intentionally do and intentionally eat. And when you're eating, be thankful for the food. So I know that one of the aspects of being vegetarian is that you aren't eating food, the meat. So therefore you're eating a dead animal. That animal has been killed. We can change that and flip that. And I like to think that when I'm eating my meat and things like that, I do thank the animal. I sit there and I don't know if that's religious or not, but I do. I sit there and go, okay, thank you very much for giving your life and for allowing me to eat you and obviously take your nutrients and use them to fuel my body. I know when I die, I'll be put in the ground or ashes or whatever it is, and I'll be spread back and I'll be giving back to the land of grass. It's all circle of life, and it's pretty wild to think that a cartoon that I watched when I was, I don't know how old, The Lion King, is so very right. There's a great circle there, and if we can stay within those circles, we look at all the regenerative farming and things like that, and sourcing foods, which in Australia are very lucky to have the ability to source responsibly farmed meat. It's easy out here because we've got so much land and only a couple of people, at least, like compared to how much land we have. So all our practices when it comes to farming are pretty good, and we can get local butchers and things like that. They go from local farmers, and you can go out and have a look and see the farms are pretty, they're really good. So the cows are just sitting out there eating grass, the kind of thing. And I can be grateful and show that intention, and that what am I eating this for? Why am I eating this food? And if you can do that every time you get to put something in your mouth, why am I eating this? What's the intention I have in eating this? What am I going to get out of this? What am I making my body transform this into? What am I getting out of this? And the more you can think about that, the more you go, I don't want the processed, I don't want the sugar, I don't want all that rubbish, because what's that going to do to me? How's that going to change me? And it might not necessarily be for the best. So we're going to talk about a lot of those topics as well later on this year. I hope you enjoyed the first episode on why I'm not vegetarian anymore. Gave you a bit of background. Hopefully you can give you some background and maybe you wanting to try vegetarianism or vegan, being a vegan, or maybe animal-based. But we'll go into more information on animal-based and carnivore and what you can be looking for and how you can give that a crack as well. So you got a lot of information on vegetarianism because I've done episodes earlier. Go check them out if you want to look at those and listen to those, get your information. But give it a crack. Give something a crack. realistically, what I want you to try and do is just find what's the best way for you to function, the best way for you to get along, get going, and get your body doing what it needs to do and functioning the best you can, and becoming limitless is what this whole topic, podcast is about, is becoming your best version of you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you get on here onto the, it's now Spotify for podcasters, no longer Anchor. That's how long it's been since I've been on here. Make sure you send a message to us, okay? Like, if you send a message to me, I will include it in there. I'll try and include it. If you don't want it, just say it at the end of the message that you don't want this put into it. But I can answer it. I can listen to the message. I can write it down. I can answer it before I start a podcast and try and give you as much information if you do have any questions. But please feel free to send stuff in. Also, I want to thank you for your support again, for waiting me out and waiting for me to get back into this. It's been really amazing getting back into it again, and I look forward to keeping and sharing more insight and more information as it comes to light with all these different advancements and all these different things that are coming out. Really happy to share and talk to you about all these different things, and hopefully try and get my wife on the podcast as well, try and get a little bit of back and forth going and talking about a certain topic. We'll have to wait and see, and see what happens with that one and see what we talk about. So yes, again, thank you very much, and until next time, stay limitless.